And there we go. That's the weekend here on Live 89.5. Very nice indeed. Welcome to the Drive programme here on Live. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, brother.
Welcome into the I'm doing an audition here. You realise I don't. Welcome into the programme, John Nutt, fight promoter extraordinaire. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
It's great to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Again, I had my first interview on radio with you. This is like 3 years ago now.
Back in the day.
Way back when. It's all happening now, though.
It's got so big.
It's gotten so huge.
Yeah. So what?
I work on Fox now. I'm on Fox.
I've seen this. I've seen your profile. Yeah. I've checked out some of this. Yeah, I mean, like, what? You actually get suited and booted for that.
I do, man. I was the first person ever on Fox to go straight jeans, cowboy shirt with a handlebar mustache, and they loved it. It was right after one of the Conor McGregor fights, and they loved it. And I got out, and they were like, you know, you're the first person to ever be in jeans. And I was like, this is an award winner right here. And then they were like, yeah, you can never do that again. Never do that again.
please don't do that again. Yeah, we'll get you a suit made.
Here's your contract. And yes, it says that you actually have to look like not a homeless person.
Well, you can look how you want for radio, John, and I think you know that already.
Sure.
I've got to say massive big ups, massive props to you, because I think it's incredible how huge this has got. And what we're talking about, for anyone out there who doesn't know yet, is
Full Metal Dojo. Yeah.
Which is, give a description, please.
It's Thailand's leading, I guess that would be it. It would be Thailand's leading mixed martial arts promotion. It's a combat sports, it's in the combat sports field. That's what it is.
It's in that area, in the bracket.
But you know, some, if you wanted to be formal, you could call it that. I like to call it underground Bangkok cage fights.
It is pretty what it is, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
And the thing is that for anyone, I will describe what I see and what has happened. You started off back in the day, and Insanity
Nightclub on Sukhumvit Soi 12 was the first place to ever have a professional mixed martial arts show in Thailand that was recognized internationally. So that meant it was on Tapology, it was on SureDog.com, it was on these websites that make it an accredited event.
And what you wanted to do, it seemed like your aim was not only to bring for the sports spectators and supporters, but also for people who like to have a little bit of a party.
Yes, correct.
So mixing the two, so you've got a big event going on, you've got the fights in the cage, you've got super hot fight cards going on,
yep.
And also something that I think, I always say this, and I think it's something to be very proud of, John, is that you always represent Thai fighters. That's something you've always brought that in, because you feel like the sport or the actual technique has grown around the world.
Right.
And everyone's using Muay Thai
Muay Thai. It's pretty much well known now that as far as stand-up striking martial arts goes, Muay Thai has kind of kicked it up there, if you will.
Yeah.
Become numero uno. And I mean, the funny one on this note, though, is everybody always hits me up like, oh, you got it so easy. You have it so easy because you have this pool of Muay Thai fighters, and you can just take them. And it's like, no, what are you talking about? It's a different sport. You know, I don't see many people from Major League Baseball being like, you know what, I'm going to go to India or Pakistan and just rock cricket. You know what I mean? Or nobody from the NFL is just like, you know, I'm going to go do rugby or Australian rules football. It is a different sport, and MMA is its own thing, and Muay Thai is its own thing. That being said, you got to give credit to the Thai guys.
Well, this is it.
Smaller weight classes, and, you know,
The passion.
Yeah.
And when you watch it, when it's actually on fire, it is incredible. And yeah, as you said, so that's the stand-up side. And it seems like, if I'm not mistaken, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is kind of now on the floor. That's kind of what you got to know. And our news reporter and throwing handsome chap, JP Mastanza.
JP Dirty.
He knows a little bit of the old get down and jiu-jitsu and all that.
He's a blue belt.
Yeah,
he's
rocking
with the Vamos brothers over there at TMT. So
I'm not going to mess with him.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not going
to
mess.
I don't care to go to sleep.
talking of which as well, John, obviously the passion for this is also comes from experience. You also used to get up in there. And
I was in Patong Stadium every week.
Slap faces.
I don't know if you knew this, but yeah, I was the English commentator there from 2005 to 2008. I was doing, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I was doing what you were doing, but I was also doing the Mot Yok Ti Ha, Yok Sa Tai,
Chai, prova pu thai doi chai mai khap.
Pu thai dai na khap.
Su yot mai loi khap.
Then nak rong doi.
Su yot na. Impressed. But this is it. So you've gone from the experience of actually being in the fights yourself to promote to commentating,
yep.
And now just promoting. So let's talk about the next big event for Full Metal Dojo.
Full Metal Dojo. July 1st. July 1st, up in Bangkok. As of right now, we're running this like it's a British rave in the
1990s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's going to get dark. And that reason being, we're not technically allowed to say where it is yet. Everybody knows it's at Insanity, but if you didn't know, Insanity on Soy 12, it's getting leveled. It's getting made into a lifestyle mall with condos, because that's what everything in Bangkok is getting turned into.
That's where we're going.
So the new Insanity, I'm not supposed to be saying where it is. Soy 11.
just but, off the car. Yeah, Soy 11.
And hence bigger, badder, blacker, madder. That has everything to do with the establishment.
And I urge people to go right now on Facebook and type in Full Metal Dojo, and you will see the most glorious picture of John in all his glory with two huge rings on with the FMD logo and doves flying from behind the fist, and then just a huge explosion going on.
The John Woo movie of the mixed martial arts universe.
And this is what you bring, John. This is the thing. It's your character and the way you promote. It's like, it's obviously comes from the soul, from the very soul.
Oh, sure.
So internet and promotion, this is obviously something that you are passionate about. And this do you know.
When we had our interview about 3 years ago, this was just a passion project. And I was just continuing to go on. About a year ago, it pretty much became a startup company, where I still am right now. I mean, we haven't gone and looked for funding, but believe you me, that's coming. Do you know what I mean? Like, and when it does,
I can hear them knocking, right? I can hear them already banging on the door.
I now have venture capitalists and random angel investors and people like that coming and asking me if they can buy in and stuff. And it's like, yeah, I
think it's super incredible.
This guy, you know what I mean?
I think it's super incredible. And also the evolution as well. You're not just letting it just stay at one pedal, at one gear. You're taking it up a notch. And you're bringing in, of course, your character, your sort of like passion, but also the comedy as well. So moving on to, you've got a superstar coming in.
We got a superstar. We got an A-lister, a top 10 comedian in the U.S., a lot of people would know him as Deadpool's sidekick in the Deadpool movies. By the way, I just spoke to his manager. He signed on for two more.
Everyone loving the Deadpool.
So TJ Miller from Silicon Valley and Deadpool fame. His HBO comedy special is on June 19th.
It's basically Deadpool's best buddy.
Yes.
In the movie.
Correct. Correct. The one that gambles on his life, if you will.
That's exactly.
So he's
coming. He loves his buddy so much, he can't wait. He makes money if he dies.
Yeah.
But Deadpool don't die.
TJ Miller is coming to Bangkok, and he'll be at the weigh-ins. He'll be commentating on the show, and then he'll be doing a little comedy on the Sunday night at the Bangkok Comedy Club. Got to give that Chris Wagoda plug, if you will. But yeah, more importantly, we will be the first mixed martial arts organization promotion that's going to bring an actual A-list comedian as part of the commentary team. So there's no following of the UFC. The UFC can be the UFC.
Yeah.
The UFC can be the UFC. Let them do their thing.
Do your thing, yo.
You know? But I'm going to do it a little bit different, because this is my thing. And yeah, we're going to bring the spectacle of that 1980s WWF, Hulkamania, if you will, with the unpolished sport of the UFC Pride 1990s. That's the synergy right there. That's the synergy that we're going for.
So much going on, mate. So much going on. So it's going to be a great fight card. I'm sure you've got your fighters all sorted.
We do.
That's going to be like obviously one of the main events. Yep. That's pretty much a big deal.
Yep. Joe Ray from Tiger Muay Thai. Joe Ray is a real bad boy, and he's fighting Marcello Tenorio. That'll be a main event or co-main event. But that fight, like, there'll be a knockout.
There's some crazy things coming from Tiger now. Tiger's all over the place.
Bro.
Yeah, doing really well. Doing well. Again, and from when we started the radio on Live 89.5, Tiger was kind of like your little, sort of like, you know, your kind of dirty, dusty kind of camp. Now it's kind of boom.
Said it before, say it again. Phuket is like the new Sparta.
It is.
Some of the toughest people in the world come here year-round to train martial arts. I mean, and you've seen them. How many Russians come here, and like the Dagestanis, the Chechens? These people are hardcore.
Yeah, for sure.
And they all come from wrestling backgrounds, and they come here to improve their striking so that they can be even more savage killers.
Yeah, even more savage in the ring or the cage.
Yeah.
But this is it. Sometimes if I'm feeling a little weak, I'll just go to Soy Thaiyad just to feel the power.
I know.
You can feel
if I ever want to feel fat, that's where I go. I just roll down there. Oh, I'm out of shape.
Soy Thaiyad, a.k.a. Muscle Street.
Yeah.
It's kind of become like that Venice Beach vibe down there. Okay, so all good. Now, let's talk as well. So you've got the comedy and then, as you said, bringing the rave, bringing the party vibe as well, which obviously people love. It's a whole show, man. You're making a whole circus now. It's like it's the whole kit and caboodle.
The goal was to go after being the best live show on the planet. And I really do feel like I am. Like, I've been to multiple UFCs. And you got to understand, that's made for broadcast. So it's made for television.
Yeah.
So it's not made for the people in the stands. You know, if you're the dude up in the nosebleeds, are you really having a great time buying $16?
Yeah, exactly. You're not getting the prime view.
Yeah. So price per value and quality of show. If you were to go to Vegas to see Conor McGregor, for example, that would be like a $20,000 weekend.
And that could be over in minutes.
Over in minutes.
And so you paid all that money. I mean, that's...
If you spend $20,000, you can come to Thailand for 2 weeks, see my show, and your mind is going to get blown. You're going to have one of the best times of your life. It's the experience that we're going after. And so, again, in terms of a live show, Full Metal Dojo, repping Thailand is numero uno. Number one. Best show on the planet.
Fantastico. And I agree. I think it looks absolutely awesome. Right. Okay. So, inspiration. I know that you're a lover of movies.
Yes, yes, sir.
And this is something that's driven you on to be this kind of promoter as you are. What would you recommend if someone's looking to get into the sport and they want to be inspired by certain movies? Top three, what would you say, John?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
It's a tough question.
Yeah, for me especially, because I'm a film geek. Rudy, probably. Notre Dame football movie. I just came out of the head right there. But Rudy, super inspiring. You watch that, you want to play any sport. You know what I mean? On a fight movie, gotta watch Bloodsport.
I was gonna say you're a bit of a Jean-Claude Van Damme fan. Yeah, those movies are just off the hook now.
Yeah, of course you gotta watch Bloodsport.
That's kind of like being here, isn't it?
And if you want to go one further, it's all about the Running Man.
Running Man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger hunting human beings. That's where I'm trying to
get you.
Yeah,
I will get you.
on a life note, people don't understand, I'm actually trying to be the real life Killian. and I'm going to take Full Metal Dojo into just hunting human beings from other people. Like, I don't want normal people to hunt them. You understand? I want people with blow torches.
Yeah, something weird.
Yes, it's got to be a character.
It's got to be a bit weird as well. Yeah, it's got to be good. As well, this is something else, bringing it. I don't know anywhere else that sort of gives, is it true that you give samurai swords?
Yes.
To the best of the best?
Other promotions, every promotion around the world pretty much uses belts. But you've lived in Thailand. We got tailor shops on every corner.
Yeah.
This is not a tailor shop, sir.
You go get your belt if you want to get your own.
Nah, man. We're a dojo. And thus, we hand out samurai swords to our champions.
I love it.
So, you got to. And it's an actual samurai sword. Like Tommy Hayden, when he won on the last show, he pulls it out.
Held it aloft.
The dude next to him, though, was like lost an ear. You know what I mean? Lost some hair, so
brilliant. It's so good. I'd like to say as well, John, on a personal note, congratulations.
Yes,
you got a little guy.
I have procreated.
You have procreated.
I make human beings.
There's going to be more of you in the world.
Yeah, Joseph Axel Nutt.
Brilliant.
Born February 21st.
Joe Nutt.
Joey Nutt. Joey X. Little Joey X Nutt.
And finding fatherhood as incredibly hard as it would be.
It is. It's excessively hard. Basically, again, if anybody's listening out there. Every father that I ever met was a liar, a bold-faced liar. They're all like, you're going to love it. First months are great. You want them to just stay that age. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I can't even interact with this thing. And it just defecates all the time. That's all it does. He doesn't want me.
Little poop machine.
Yeah, he just wants mom. Yeah. He just wants mother's milk.
Yeah, you're not part of it yet, are you?
At 3 months, neck is now strong enough. Put him in the pool the other day for the first time. Ooh,
nice.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Absolutely adorable. So yeah, I'm super excited about the baby. It's probably obviously the biggest thing in my life going on right now. But yeah, being down here with him is awesome.
Yeah, brilliant. So you've just come back down to Phuket for like a little bit of a R&R for
mother,
before.
Mother's in the country. Wife, kid. We wanted a holiday from Bangkok, and again, I actually did want to toss my baby into the pool and do those types of family activities. So, but yeah.
It comes across, because you obviously love Phuket. This is a thing as well, isn't it? So it's nice to, you know, whenever you're back, you know, watching your videos promoting the island. It's like, you're just an all-round promoter, aren't you? You've got a great vibe with the positivity of everything. I think it's great. So anyone who wants to go to the show on July the 1st, how do they do that, John?
Get tickets from Ticketmelon.com. Ticketmelon is who we use. And or you can hit us up. Hit up the Full Metal Dojo Facebook page, and we can get them off to you. And you can buy them at the door. Pre-sale tickets, I believe, are 1,000 baht. It'll change to 1,200, and then it's 1,500 baht at the door, which, yes, it seems a little pang mak mak, but no. Price
for
value,
what you're giving, yeah, for
quality
what,
of life.
This is it. Isn't it? It's a whole show. It's a circus. You're not just going for one little fight.
And it's funny because, like, actually, we've become, like, a little bit of a cult, and we got, like, I mean, there's going to be UFC stars on UFC stars there, but there will definitely be actors and actresses from around this region who are all up in the mix. It's definitely a MMA and a party.
It's the experience.
It's the life
the vibe.
Life experience.
Life experience. John Nutt, thank you ever so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a superstar. It's always a pleasure. I always feel confident. You know, you get some people coming into the talk on the radio, you're a bit like, oh man, is this going to go well with you? It's always guaranteed to be a super show.
Braille. I have hearing problems, visual aspects going on, and I just have zero confidence because
radio
I'm stupid.
Braille.
Yeah, exactly. Radio Braille.
Radio Braille here on Live 89.5. John Nutt, he's a superstar. Check him out on the Full Metal Dojo Facebook page. It's always exciting. It's going to get even bigger, even badder. And even madder.
Yes.
I'm not going to say the other bit.
You got it.
See Dan Duane, I can't do Dan Egner. John Nutt, Full Metal Dojo!